Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking a WOTUS update with Colin Woodall in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that GoBob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. GoBob Pipe and Steel have several red rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, GoBob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of red rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Orlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my red rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
One of those issues that we continue to talk about, worry about, and watch at the federal level, the Waters of the U.S. rule that has been pushed by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers. It's currently in limbo, held up by a stay by the federal courts. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says it's likely that we're going to run out the clock on the Obama administration in the courts with WOTUS.
Yeah, I imagine that it will still be in the court system throughout the rest of the Obama term and then probably well into the next administration, whoever that is. Now, the question for quite some time has been, where will it start? Will it start at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals or will it start down the district court level? You know, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals had made a decision earlier this spring that they were going to keep it in jurisdiction. We appealed that and asked for an en banc hearing to have all the justices of the Sixth Circuit to reconsider that. We found out last week that they have decided not to consider our request. So basically it means the Sixth Circuit maintains their jurisdiction. So more than likely all of these cases will be consolidated right there in the Sixth Circuit. Even though it's not necessarily a bad thing for us, we really felt we had a much better chance going into the Southern District of Texas, where that judge was a little bit more appreciative of everything we're going through and the overreach that we have seen from EPA.
To kind of boil that down a little bit, what does that really mean as far as these cases? Does that mean like both the industry as well as the attorney generals that are involved, everything's going to be thrown together into that Cincinnati court?
Yeah, that's what it's looking like, more than likely. So we knew that ultimately at some point in time in this process, everything would be combined together. It just may happen a little bit earlier than what we anticipated.
Bottom line, Colin, at the end of the day, what does that really mean to the possible invalidation of WOTUS, which of course the cattle industry and a lot of folks in agriculture want to see?
Well, what it means is, since the Sixth Circuit is going to maintain their jurisdiction, more than likely they will also maintain their stay. So from one perspective, that's good because we need that stay in place in order to prevent enforcement by EPA. And then also another good thing is that we would probably get to the Supreme Court a little bit faster. And we've always known from the get-go that this was going to end up going to the Supreme Court. And by starting at the appellate level, that means it will get to the Supreme Court a little bit quicker. So then that also brings in a whole other wrinkle is, when it gets there, will we have a new justice or will we still be working on the eight that we currently have?
4-4 would not be a very good scenario, I wouldn't think, for WOTUS.
Probably not. 4-4 in a position against us would spell doom, basically.
NCBA's Colin Woodall, lobbyist there out of their D.C. office on WOTUS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information, order, receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.